Two people spoke this morning during the public testimony segment of hearings on water use for the Keystone XL pipeline. The State Water Management Board is hearing 5 days of testimony in October, two of them on October 3rd and 4th, and the other three at the end of the month. One of the people testifying says it's time to put an end to the use of fossil fuels before time runs out. John Schmidt of Woonsocket introduces himself as a sculptor in taxidermy. He says he started researching the Permian mass extinction and found information that humans are repeating that event now. From there, he started learning more about climate change. He says climate scientists are divided on whether it's too late to stop the planet from warming. There are those who say we've passed the tipping point and it's time to mitigate the inevitable and learn to adapt. And then there are those who say humans can still take steps to prevent catastrophe. Schmidt counts himself among those people who hold hope, and he says that's why he traveled the pier to be heard.
If we act immediately, we can still save this planet. But we have to understand the insanity of trying to build fossil fuel infrastructure.
Schmidt says there are ways of creating energy for travel, heat, and lights without using fossil fuels. The renewable sources of energy from the sun and the wind are becoming less expensive and won't add to greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. He says humans have a huge responsibility to act.
We've been looking in the universe now for half a century for intelligent life elsewhere. We are the only known consciousness in the universe. Think how important that is. We have to save all known consciousness in this universe. And to do that, we have to get off fossil fuels immediately.
Public testimony ended Thursday morning, and TransCanada lawyers and interveners made opening statements before sworn testimony began. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Pierre.